item number 5 from the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Administrator of the Economic Development Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the disposition of the Downtown Transit Center process. This item is also before the Committee on Transportation and Public Works. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, just for the committee's benefit, there have been some comments and questions and articles in the newspaper and so on. So I thought it would be a good opportunity in setting this item on the agenda for us to really just retool this piece, get started from day one, if you will. And I asked Mr. Tabor if he would please begin with the public piece that was put out to do the FYI. So, Mr. Tabor, why don't you take it from there? Please give us a status report on this and tell us where we currently are.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors, I can kind of walk through the summary of things. I know I did this briefly at the last committee, but we have a new committee in front of us. So basically working at the downtown, looking at the Downtown Transit Center, you know, Downtown Transit Center is 26 vehicle stalls, an origination point for 9 bus routes. Since the building's construction and route modifications and restructuring has occurred, resulting in fewer buses using the facility than originally was designed. In August of 2011, the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee, chaired by Director Black, along with County Board Supervisors, City of Milwaukee Aldermen, state DOT officials, and representatives from the Art Museum, the War Memorial, Discovery World, Children's Museum, Milwaukee World Festival, and the business community made a recommendation to redevelop the Downtown Transit Center site with the highest value and best use development. The County Board adopted this recommendation on November 3rd of 2011. So then the next steps were for Department of Transportation, Director Busilaki, and I know Brian Dranzik has been working on this and spoke to the DOT committee, is for them to work with the Federal Transit Administration to determine what disposition methodology will be best used for this site. My understanding is that I wish they were here today, but they're not, but they're going to ask for the same methodology that was recommended and used on the Mill Road Transit Center that was approved by the FTA in 2007. So while we're going through the process of that policy, we needed to see if the interest on that site was real. And so what we did is simultaneously we created an RFI, which is just a request for information, real general, stating if who is interested in the site. If you're interested and you controlled the parcel, what would be there? What would it look like? Who would be your tenants? What would be your financing for it? Just so we can gauge interest on that site while we were going through the policy decision of declaring it a surplus. And so that's kind of where we currently are today. Happy to answer any questions.
Supervisor Mayo, your committee, in fact, addressed this resolution. Do you want to give us an update on that?
Yes, Madam Chair. We did declare a surplus. We also understand what the description percentages, what the money, the sales of that land will go back into Transportation Public Work. So we are on board. Our committee will continue to find out exactly what's going on with the land. This body right here will dispose of the property and see what's the best use for it. My question to Mr. LaFour, where are we going to put the buses? You're looking at all these different things because you have the opportunity and the cost. There's a number of costs in there that I'm looking at. With the sale of this property, what about the demolition? Is that going to be part of the sale? Also, what the information you got from the QFI or the ISQ, whatever you call it, LFI, can we get copies to see exactly what some of the things that people are looking for? Because we need to have some type of input, because eventually we're going to decide if we're going to sell it or keep it.
Supervisor, we have the request for information as part of the packet.
Oh, it's right here?
That's where we are. We're trying to get an understanding of where we are in the process. This was a public document actually published in the paper, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it is part of our packet. But you make a good point in asking about the planning for if we take down that facility.
Madam Chair, this is all I got.
It's part of the electronic document.
Well, I get everything else. This is all I have. So I would make sure I get it. Thank you very much. The communication is not coming to me quite well, I see. All right.
We'll make sure that if you need copies of electronic documents, we'll get you to do that for you.
I think she'd do a hell of a job because everything else here I have.
Okay,
but,
good.
But this particular document I do not have.
Mr. Tepor.
Sure, Madam Chair and Supervisor. So, Downtown Transit Center is 2.2 acres. That sits right on the corner of Lincoln Memorial Drive and Michigan Street, right across the street from the Calatrava and Discovery World, overlooking Lake Michigan, and we have 9 buses that do a circle there. I think that we would be able, I think DOT would be able to work with the Transportation Committee as well as the supervisors to find another place for those 9 buses to do a circle so that we could sell that parcel, which is arguably the best parcel in the state, to get jobs there and to increase the tax base for there. I mean, that's kind of the goal is jobs and to increase the tax base. And right now we have 9 buses and the county owns the land, so that's our goal.
Mr. Ford, even though you said jobs, and I agree 100% about jobs, but we also got a tenant who creates jobs, who brings items there, and we are going to be relocating another tenant that serves that facility quite well. So it's not only about jobs, it's also that we have people are doing their thing. City of Milwaukee would not let those 9 buses, even though you say rotating in a circle, that provide people downtown access. They would not let us park those 9 buses on the city. I don't think Northwestern Mutual would like to see 9 buses parked dead in front of them for a layover. So the reason why I ask those questions, and this is about a job economy, is what are we going to do with transit? I'm the transit guy. Mm-hmm. I need to know what we're going to do with those 9 buses that you say go in the circle. Then we don't have those access to people to get them to jobs downtown who flee with flyers and stuff like that. Where are we going to dump them off at? I don't think there's a number of places that you want to talk about because they talk about the post office before, and now the post office saying they're going to stay there. They were talking about it at the bus
intermodal.
Thank you. And they said there might be a little problem there. I'm just trying to make sure that transit, that we're taking the transit system away, that we have opportunity to keep bringing people to jobs downtown from the freeway flyers and all those other ones, so they have access. That's what I'm talking about, sir.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, absolutely. That's why we didn't do an RFP. That's why we did the RFI. It was just for information. And if that's the case, if we can't do it, it states in the RFI that we just close it and go on our hopefully that doesn't happen. But there's all we did was gather interest.
All right. And I apologize, the RFI is actually item 6, which we're kind of talking about 5 and 6
sure.
together here. So.
You apologize to my
agent? Apologize, yes.
Okay.
The aid has all the materials you need. It's just a different item.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we are on the same page because you said item 5, and I was like, it's kind of thin. But, no, I agree with you. I hope that we look at it and put something there that's going to bring economic development to Milwaukee County. But I'm just also looking at the people who use that transit center and the people who work in the transit center that we find other things to help them out too.
And item 5 is just an information report item. Supervisor Mayo's committee actually took a vote on the issue.
Correct.
Supervisor Weishaupt, are we still on item 5 here?
Yes, item number 5. Thank you, Madam Chair. One, I'd just like to say about our comments. Just because you say the word jobs doesn't mean it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card that you don't have to answer questions. And that's all this committee wants, is that all the repercussions are thought of on this. And, you know, lately it seems like at any level of government, instead of answering questions, people just say, well, it's about jobs. And, in fact, this is a project that I would see, you know, well into 5 to 10 years into the making, that it's not something that is going to happen within the next 6 to 12 months. So that being said, has the department or administration looked at anything that would be in the realm of attaching to this development some type of community benefits agenda as far as what the benefits would be financially to Milwaukee County, and how we may tie that to other things, whether it's affordable housing, job creation for residents of Milwaukee County, things in that order.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, community benefits is what you're talking about. Everyone, we haven't gone into the specifics with the respondents, but I can tell you yes. I mean, I can tell you yes. Well, community benefits isn't an issue. It's what we've seen for development. Without giving any information, the last one I looked at had 25% DBE, had 25% residential preference, which isn't necessary, and it had 4,500 union-paying jobs to construct. So, yes, community benefits is very important to us, and to hear people say that that's a restriction that stops economic development in the county, I haven't seen it in the past year.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, then